the dream interpreter. Every time I come to some sort of conclusion, the next riddle presents itself, and I am forced yet again to deal with this thing called life. When the next riddle presents itself, I tend to sleep in, using my dreams to my advantage, writing them down in fits and starts and taping them to the wall, pacing back and forth, sometimes a forefinger placed on my lower lip, other times with hands on hips. Not everything is solvable, at least not in this lifetime, where dungeons and flying dragons plastered on tear-stained walls are as real as death itself.